Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. A happy, happy Tuesday to everyone. Conversations at the intersection of life, community, and business. That's what we do here on The Upswing. And when you talk about Wisconsin living, you have to talk about Wisconsin State Fair. So that's what we're doing today, all show long, for the entire wonderful hour here on The Upswing. Giveaways, show announcements, partnerships, and more. We are just under 100 days, about 3.5 months away until the opening of the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair, the 173rd version of the State Fair, 173 years strong. Officially, when you check the Wisconsin State Fair's website, it will tell you we are 93 days out. A few fun facts on the State Fair, just to set the table here. The first State Fair was held in Janesville in 1851. Originally, the State Fair used to go from city to city across the state. Fond du Lac, Milwaukee, Madison, Watertown. Without a doubt, cream puffs, the longest continuously sold item in State Fair's history. The iconic dessert has been sold in the original cream puff pavilion since 1924. Whoa, I think we have another anniversary there. 100 years for the cream puff this year. So be on the lookout for fun and exciting surprises this year. I'm sure our guests are going to talk about that. Famous visitors at the fair throughout the years. President Abraham Lincoln visited in 1859. Wilbur and Orville Wright in 1910. I'm not sure if they flew in or not. I wasn't around then, but you know, I'm sure they talked about aviation. Henry Ford stopped by in 1922. And without a doubt, a lot of famous WTMJ hosts have stopped by through the years as well. A friendly reminder, today's the last day to get special $13 admission tickets to the State Fair with wisstatefair.com, wistatefair.com. $13, that's a pretty good bargain. Log on, get your $13 tickets today. I promised partnership talk today. Bank 5-9 is a sponsor of the largest free music stage on the grounds. And we get to release the schedule today, the music schedule, all the events happening on that big free stage. So stay tuned. Big names and big fun. Bit of a history lesson on Bank 5-9. It's always been anchored in community, even through change. Bank 5-9 opened in 1859 as Summit Bank in Oconomowoc, 15 years before Oconomowoc even became a city. My in-laws lived in Oconomowoc for years. My father-in-law was actually the principal at St. Paul's, which is kind of a hop, skip, and a jump from where Bank 5-9 is now, from 1859 to 1870. Hopefully you're taking notes here. This is a great Oconomowoc history lesson. It was located on the site of the old Oconomowoc Library on North Lake Road. It became Bank of Oconomowoc in 1889. All the way then, fast forward to 1984, the Bank of Oconomowoc changed its name to First Bank of Oconomowoc. Then in 1998, changed to First Bank Financial Center. And then almost 4 years to the date, on May 4th, 2020, First Bank Financial Center officially changed its name to Bank 5-9. It wasn't bought. It wasn't acquired. Simply wanted to stand out more in a saturated market that I think there were like 22, 23 different first banks in the region. So that is a pretty good move. Today, almost 4 years after that big name change, Bank 5-9 is going strong and is a signature partner of the Wisconsin State Fair and much, much more. So we're talking partnership today. That's what we do on The Upswing. It's all about onward and upward. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Stay tuned. Giveaways, tickets, announcements. Joining us today after the break is Tess Kirkson, the Director of Public Relations at the Wisconsin State Fair, and Jeff McCarthy, Senior Vice President at Bank 5-9. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.
I hope you find the storm that you were chasing. Hope your eyes are still as full of dreams as they were that night when you saw.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Thanks for joining us. Tess Kirkson, Director of Public Relations at Wisconsin State Fair, and Jeff McCarthy, Senior Vice President at Bank 5-9. Better understand your pension and how it affects your retirement plans. Join WTMJ's Steve Scafidi and Annex Wealth Management's Eric Strom for a free webinar specifically tailored to the State of Wisconsin Pension Program participants. The hour-long webinar starts today at 4 p.m. That's today at 4 p.m. To register, text the word ANNEX, A-N-N-E-X, to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620 or go to annexwealth.com/events. Tess and Jeff, thanks for joining us. It's a big day at the State Fair today. What are we, 93 days away, Tess?
Yeah, if you're counting, it's 93 days away from the Wisconsin State Fair, which is going to be an epic celebration kicking off on August 1st. We couldn't be more excited.
All right, Tess, give us the Tess Kirkson story in about a minute or so. Who we are, how long you've been at the State Fair. Give us your career journey.
I started at State Fair just about 2 weeks before the pandemic hit. So I had an interesting first start. Of course, we partnered with Bank 5-9 right off the bat to do our fair food drive-through, and they were our primary partner through all of that, which was fantastic. So I kind of got to get to know Jeff and the team coming up through the fair food drive-through, and then on to our other couple fairs that we've had, which have been fantastic while I've been there. Absolutely love it. Prior to that life, I was actually at Six Flags for 10 years, so in the entertainment industry still all the same.
Nice.
And love it all.
Probably gives you a really good context for Spin City to you know, do the promotions and the integration of Spin City into the State Fair and how it all works together.
Absolutely. I'm a thrill seeker at heart, so that definitely has my heart.
What's your favorite roller coaster?
My favorite roller coaster, the New York one at State Fair, is pretty fantastic.
Okay. All right. I'm going to add it to my list.
Ride.
All right. I'll have my kids take me for sure. We buy those passes. It's such a fun time. Jeff McCarthy, Senior Vice President, and also the 2023 Milwaukee Business Journal CMO of the Year. That's exciting. That's good stuff, especially through the name change, making big things happen, anchored in community banking.
Yeah, thank you. That was a great recognition last year, and I was really honored to receive it. I've been at Bank 5-9 a little over 10 years, and as you mentioned, the name change was a very significant project for me and my team at the bank. But as you mentioned in the last segment, very necessary. Banking is a very competitive space, very crowded space, and we need to do everything we can to stand out and make sure people understand what we're all about and what our brand is all about. And the name change to Bank 5-9 has certainly done that. We're celebrating 165 years this year, established in 1859. And usually that's a really impressive number, but I know State Fair has us beat by a few years. So I always have to tip my cap to them, but really proud of all we've accomplished and certainly proud of our relationship with the fair.
That's amazing. Hundreds and hundreds of years of legacy in the studio today. That's a wonderful thing. That's what Wisconsin's all about, really. So let's see. The largest free stage on the grounds is the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. Why don't you tell us about kind of the power of that partnership and why it's such a good fit for the bank?
Yeah. I was really excited, actually, when State Fair came to us to explore the potential relationship, because I knew at the time we were about to change our name to Bank 5-9. And, you know, at its core, I was like, well, this is going to be really great because it'll help us just shout to the masses about our new brand. But as you dig deeper, it's so much more than that. Our mission at the bank is to make lives better. And for 11 days every summer, nobody makes lives better than the State Fair does. It is such a fun, family-friendly environment. And I really feel like there's some great synergies between our brands. And beyond that, the fact that our stage is free entertainment is just huge. Obviously, people are struggling in the economy right now. Groceries are twice as expensive as they used to be.
Bag of chips is like $8.99
right
now. Like, how did that happen? It went from like $1.99, and now like every bag
it's
of chips
crazy
is like $7.99. Come
and
on.
Even if you go to like a McDonald's or something, it's going to cost you $15 for a meal. It's expensive. So to know that you can go to the State Fair, and as you mentioned earlier, $13 tickets today. For that $13, you can come in and see some really great entertainment on the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. that doesn't cost you anything else. That's a huge win, and we're really pleased to work with the State Fair to bring this type of entertainment to the residents of Wisconsin and beyond for no additional charge.
All right. Tess, when you're curating the lineup on the free stage, what all goes into that? Obviously, you know, the first, and we'll talk about the full lineup when we come back from the break, but the opening ceremony happens on the stage, right?
Absolutely. That's where we kick off State Fair with opening ceremonies. We have government officials come out, our board, just welcoming everyone to the State Fair and really kicking it off in the right light. And then we kick off with some incredible music acts for the next 11 days. And I mean, to Jeff's point, the synergies that we found between our two brands, you can't deny them. They just work so well together that there's no better partnership than this.
And it works really well, Jeff, with your other partnerships in the community, too. I mean, what else does Bank 5-9 do in terms of sponsorship and partnership? And it truly has to work together to rise the brand, correct?
It does. And you'll see us throughout the year, but summers are incredibly busy for us. But our employees spend almost 10,000 hours a year volunteering in our local communities. We donate over $200,000 a year to local nonprofits. And with that comes all kinds of events throughout the year. And what's really important for us is that all of our volunteer support, financial support stays local here in Southeast Wisconsin. So you'll see us at the Pro Healthcare Walks for Cancer. In Oconomowoc, where we're headquartered, you'll see us at the parades, the fireworks, Kids Fest, German Christmas Market. All of those events we're involved with. And then State Fair, obviously, is kind of that signature event for us every single year, is where we get to really shout what we're all about to everybody in the state. But again, State Fair, hyper-local, right here in our community. And that's really important to us, that everybody in the communities we serve gets to partake in the great entertainment that we help bring to the region every year.
All right. When we come back from the break, we will unveil the lineup at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater stage. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Also, let's give away some tickets to see Charlie Behrens, who will headline State Fair on Thursday, August 8th. That's coming up right after the break.
We're Midwesterners.
We'll lean in your window when you're trying to leave.
We're Midwesterners.
We'll wave at you with our fingers.
We're Midwesterners.
It's not a turn signal.
It's a blinker.
We're Midwesterners.
We live here because of the scenery.
Do you look at these views?
We're Midwesterners.
We don't choose our ice scrapers.
Our ice scrapers choose us.
We're Midwesterners. Soon as it hits 30 degrees, we switch to cargo shorts.
We're Midwesterners.
We don't know if we're driving on the road or a cornfield.
Oh, no, there's another car.
Oh, yeah. There's another car.
We're Midwesterners.
Charlie Behrens will be at this year's Wisconsin State Fair that begins August 1st. We are only 93 days out. Charlie Behrens will take the Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel main stage on Thursday, August 8th. But right now, we're going to give away a couple tickets. So, Tess, pick a number. What's your favorite number?
Ooh, can we say 6?
All right, caller number 6 to 855-616-1620 wins tickets to see Charlie Behrens at the Wisconsin State Fair. All right, now joining us, Jeff McCarthy and Tess from Wisconsin State Fair. We are going to release the official lineup for the 2024 Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. Opens, as I said, Thursday, August 1st. The big opening ceremonies are at 11 a.m. Who's the headliner on day one, Tess?
All right. Wait, this is pretty historic for
us.
I'm
going to try not to sing as you announce these, but I might.
It's Journey from the Heart. They're a Journey cover band. They're absolutely fantastic. We kind of have been doing the Journey cover bands a lot on that first night, and people are starting to get trained to know that that's when they have to come. So we're really excited to be kicking it off with them.
All right, Jeff, favorite Journey song?
Oh, Don't Stop Believin'.
All right, very good.
Got it. It's
a classic. That's right. But you want the ballad, you kind of got to go open arms too. You know, you got to wave and sing.
There's so many good ones, but they're not just Journey. They're also Heart, correct?
They are, yes. And we've got a big rock fan here in Jeff McCarthy and all sorts of music. So we definitely, we talked about in the last segment, how do you kind of choose this lineup? And Jeff has a lot to do with it. He's got great music taste, so we definitely pass that along to our booking people.
Yeah, I'll be spending the entire day on opening day at the stage for sure, from the opening ceremonies all the way through these guys.
All right. Friday, August 2nd, HCT M. Mm-hmm. You know, you know.
If you know, you know, and most Milwaukeeans know, here come the Mummies for two nights, two in a row. We're so excited to be having them back out. They are a blast, and they pack the Bing 590 Amphitheater. So if you want to get there and get good seats, get there early.
All right. And am I seeing that correctly? The kids from Wisconsin are on the stage every single day.
Every single
day.
Yep. A few years ago, we didn't have them every single day. We definitely heard it. So we brought them back. Every single day, there's an opportunity to see the kids from Wisconsin, which is just, if you're not familiar, they're a traditional group that comes. Kids all over Wisconsin audition to be a part of this group, and then they get to showcase throughout the state throughout the year. But a big thing for them is performing all 11 days of the state fair.
Okay, Sunday, August 4th, the headliner at 8 p.m. is?
Los Primos de Durango.
All right.
Last year was our first year doing a Spanish-speaking night, and it was a huge hit for us. We love to have these people out and just come and celebrate everything that's great about Wisconsin, and they're just a part of it.
Okay. If you have questions, the WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620 as we're talking with Jeff and Tess from Wisconsin State Fair and Bank 5-9 unveiling the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater lineup. Monday, August 5th, 8 p.m. headliner is?
Yes, from across the pond, we've got Hermits. Starring Peter Noon, a fantastic act. I was just in the office, and I passed the people who answer the phones, and they said, is Peter Noon coming back? We're getting all these questions. I'm like, yes, of course. 2 days, two nights, Peter Noon will be back.
All right. Two nights. He will also be there August 6th, August 7th. Jeff, I know this is on your radar. It's already in your calendar. I'm peering into your calendar right now, and I know it's locked in. 8 p.m. headliner, Wednesday, August 7th is?
It's Hairbangers Ball. I mean, come on.
All right.
I'm going to have a stiff neck the next day, for sure. But yeah, these guys are awesome, and they were there last year, too. Definitely a fan favorite, and rock out to all of your favorite hair bands.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thursday, August 8th.
And I'll take this one. This
all right,
is Two Hype Crew,
this
which
is
where I'll be. Fantastic act. They play everything from like probably mid-80s into the early 2000s. R&B, hip-hop, those hits. They dance across the stage like crazy. It's just a super fun, high-energy show.
Okay. The Friday, August 9th headliner. Super exciting because they're usually only here during March and St. Patrick's Day time. So...
yeah.
8:30 p.m. on Friday, August 9th is?
We're bringing it out with Gaelic Storm. It's going to be kind of a different atmosphere, I think, that we normally bring to the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater, but they are very popular. So we've had a lot of people from the little bit of time that it's been released that they're going to be there. We've gotten some good feedback, so we're really excited to see how this one goes.
Okay, we got about 15 seconds for the 10th, and we'll do the 11th when we come back.
Yes.
The 10th, 8:30 p.m.
Mackenzie Porter. She's been opening for Keith Urban lately. Great country act.
All right. I'm super excited for that. I'm a country guy at heart. That will be amazing. Siding Unlimited WTMJ news time is 10:30. ABC News and local headlines are coming up next. And then we'll give you the full rundown of everything that's new at Wisconsin State Fair. And we'll hit on day number 11.
Hey, 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 laddie, hey. Way, hey, hey, well, drink the night away.
Welcome back to the Upswing, all things Wisconsin State Fair, as we count down just under 100 days to the 173rd version of the Wisconsin State Fair. Tess Kirkson, Director of Public Relations at the Wisconsin State Fair, and Jeff McCarthy, Senior Vice President at Bank 5-9, join us. We were unveiling the big headliners at the free Bank 5-9 Amphitheater stage. Repeat, Tess, Saturday, August 10th. I think she needs a little bit more time.
Yeah,
that's a big name.
It is a big name. As we roll into that last weekend of State Fair, we're going to have Mackenzie Porter, who's a country singer, come out to Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and play away. She's opening for Keith Urban right now, so she's big. So we're really excited. Great booking for the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater.
All right. Yeah, she was featured on one of Dustin Lynch's big number one hits, Thinking About You Too. So big, big name. The final day. 5:30 to 8 p.m., all Milwaukee, all Wisconsin, all the time. Who's taking the stage?
Yeah, we got to wrap it up with a Milwaukee and Wisconsin icon like Pat McCurdy.
All right.
Even wrote us a State Fair song in the past.
Nice.
We used it for some of our commercials. So he is absolutely an icon when it comes to being at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater.
All right, Wisconsin legacy there for sure. So last year, Wisconsin State Fair greeted just over a million fans, 1,043,350, I believe,
yeah,
to be specific.
Like far, yeah.
That's right. Are we going to beat that this year?
I think we will. I mean, attendance has been really good coming out of COVID. We've definitely continued to ramp up. You know, you'll hear it from our CEO, Sherry Black. Attendance isn't our number one thing that we're rating our success on, but it is always nice to make sure that we're welcoming as many, you know, Wisconsinites and people from across the country. Frankly, we get people that come from Alaska every single year. Just to Wisconsin State Fair to, one, help with our mission, experience agriculture in our state, but also to have a fantastic time, too.
So what's all new at the fair this year? We were just talking with Vince Vitrano off the air, and it's the 100th anniversary of the cream puff, but there's nothing really changing about the cream puff, is there? Because if there would be, like, I don't know, we might
there,
have some issues.
There would be some issues if we changed anything about that original cream puff. So we're coming up on 100 years of the original cream puff. Like you said before, we started in that building in 1924. And so they just needed a little bit of a refresh of their brand. Those cream puffs, though, they're going to stay the same.
Okay.
No changes there. But there's going to be a lot of fun things rolling out about those cream puffs. Not a ton I can say right now. Mm-hmm. But for the 100th, expect kind of a birthday party theme, maybe okay. some flavors.
Ooh, all right.
So there's going to be, probably already said too much. I'll get a phone call now. But
birthday cake flavored cream puffs. That could be big with the kids.
That
my 12-year-old daughter is already thinking about it right now. Like,
but of
that's
course,
huge.
I mean, the core of it, though, is that original cream puff showcasing dairy from the state. I mean, that's really what the cream puff is about.
Will the Sporkies be back? I'm a former Sporkies judge. That's on my resume. I had the honor of serving with former Packer Gilbert Brown. I think Wisconsin foodie host Kyle Cherik was on that year.
Yeah.
And rest in peace, Joe Bartolotta was on my judging panel that year. It was a lot of fun. There's just so many amazing foods that are part of the Sporkies and the Drinkies, right?
Yes. So it has become a way bigger thing than it was even just a few years ago. It's absolutely incredible how much it's grown. We're coming into our 11th year of Sporkies and our second year of the Drinkies. So for our 10th year of the Sporkies, we added on the Drinkies. We said, we Sporkies aren't enough. We need to add drinks to this. So that the Drinkies is our non-alcoholic beverage category, which we were getting asked so much to have more non-alcoholic beverages, and we thought, how can we encourage our vendors to continue to create these beverages? So we kind of came up with the Drinkies and went rolling from there. But yes, there will be Sporkies and Drinkies announcements coming up in the beginning of June. We know that some of these have just started rolling in from the vendors, and they are looking really good.
All right. I'm not sure if you can talk about new foods or new foods on a stick, but I'm going to try to do my best to get a few things out of you when we come back from the break. And then we will also discuss community banking and much, much more. Bank 5-9 is here. Wisconsin State Fair is here. This is the upswing. All things Wisconsin State Fair as we look into the 173rd version of the fair that begins August 1st.
No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for love, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today.
Welcome back to the upswing, all Wisconsin State Fair all the time on today's show. Jeff McCarthy from Bank 5-9 and Tess Kirkson from Wisconsin State Fair. Tess, I know you probably can't give us all the new foods that are coming on a stick and all the new foods that are coming to the fair this year, but What's happening just in terms of trends in the food and beverage space?
Yeah, it's a fantastic question. And we've seen trends, I mean, through the food industry for years. And, you know, maybe 10 years ago, everything was unicorn themed and everything had cotton candy added to it. Then we went into this big pickle phase, and we really embraced the pickle phase, let me tell you. But I think we're at kind of at a turning point now where we're starting to see some new food trends come up. People are really interested in sauces, Asian-inspired cuisine, and sriracha, anything spicy, chili flakes, really coming up. So I think we're going to see a lot of new foods this year. Of course, some of them will be on a stick because it's state fair. You can't do that without it.
That's right.
And we'll see a lot of foods coming with those trends. We're starting to see them rolling in. They're starting to submit them. And those are kind of the trends that we've heard nationally and we're really seeing locally as well.
Jeff, do you have a food on a stick that you need to see?
Not a food on a stick necessarily, but I'll tell you, the grilled cheese that they serve up in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion, I don't know how they do it or why it's so good, but I have to get it every single time I go there. And then right next door to that, they have the chocolate milkshakes. It's like my day is set.
Yeah.
That's mine, too.
You know, just like an old school, like Kraft mac and cheese fried on a stick. You know, it could be sponsor integration there. Like it appeals to all generations. Like that's my idea for the day.
All right. I'm taking that one.
All right. Put it on the list. Thank you. So in terms of fintech and what's happening in the financial space on a national level, Jeff, how do you really kind of anchor it back to local? Like, you have so many options now with like GoHenry and Acorns and Greenlight and the kids and the parents getting all these like bombardment of national products. How do you really keep it local from a banking perspective?
Yeah, it's really interesting. As much as those are prevalent and everybody's banking on their phone these days, we've done research with our own customers, and we find that a lot of people, especially here in Wisconsin, still want a place that they can go and talk to somebody. They want to sit down at a desk, look somebody in the eye, because if I'm going to give you all of my money, all of my life savings, I want to know it's safe. I want to know it's secure. And we've been around 165 years, and we're committed to doing that. And above and beyond that, if things like the State Fair are important to you, things like Kids Fest, parades, fireworks, all those things are important to you and your quality of life here in Wisconsin, I would encourage you to look at who's supporting all of those events. And in our communities, it's Bank 5-9. Additionally, our CEO, Tim Schneider, is ultra present here in the community. I guarantee you, if you walk into our building and he's available, he's not in a meeting, he will meet with you. He will talk to you. If you see him out in an event, he will stop and talk to you. He is here. We are all here and local and doing best for our communities, and that's not something you're going to get with one of the national players.
Although he could be out and about walking the neighborhoods on his Tim's Treats visits, right? What are those all about?
Yeah, I encourage you to follow us on social media if you're not, because once a month, Tim goes out to one of our business customers. So, for example, last month, he was out at Rocky Rococo's, and for a couple hours, at Rocky's, he was just handing out certificates for free slices of pizza. No strings attached, no questions asked. We're just out there living our mission to make lives better. And that's what it's all about for us, is just putting a little bit of a smile on somebody's face. And, of course, being there to give them all of our products and services when they ask. But it's not all about that. It really is about making lives better here in Southeast Wisconsin.
A young Jeff Sherman has wonderful memories of working at Rocky Rococo's at age 16, a great place to work. And, you know, again, another place that's truly anchored in Wisconsin legacy.
It is. They're actually celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. So Another pillar of Southeast Wisconsin for sure.
Very good. When we come back from the break, Wisconsin State Fair and Bank 5-9 have teamed up to offer a customized banking experience, and there's a really fun added bonus to that. We will discuss that. And you know what? We're going to give away a 4-pack of Wisconsin State Fair general admission tickets when we come back from the break. This is The Upswing, and you are listening to WTMJ.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. And I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair?
Thank you, Pat McCurdy. We are just under 100 days to the big 173rd version of the Wisconsin State Fair. Tess Kirkson from Wisconsin State Fair and Jeff McCarthy from Bank 5-9 join us quickly. Lots of fun here. Ticket giveaway, a 4-pack of Wisconsin State Fair general admission tickets. Jeff McCarthy, what caller should we take?
Well, there's 11 days of the fair, so let's go with number 11.
All right, caller number 11 to 855-616-1620 gets a 4-pack of general admission tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. So the exclusive banking for Wisconsin State Fair fans. What's that all about, Jeff?
Well, we're really excited about this. This is a new program we're launching this year. It's called Grand Champion Checking. It's available only at Bank 5-9. It's a checking account. When you open it up and do a couple things that you would normally do with your checking account anyways, we're going to do two things. One, we're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Cream Puff by giving you, the account holder, this awesome wood plaque.
All right. Just another reason you have to watch the live stream. Just go to WTMJ.com.
Right. Up
on the right banner. Click watch live. Boom. You can see this.
So the plaque celebrates the 100th anniversary of the Cream Puff. And the only way you can get this plaque is by opening up Grand Champion Checking. But what I'm also excited about with this account is that in addition to giving the account holder the plaque, we're going to donate $100 to the Wisconsin State Fair Park Foundation for every account as well. So really, you know, again, showing our commitment to the State Fair and making sure that the grounds are in great shape for years to come.
Great. Anna DeWert and her team at the foundation do a wonderful job improving the grounds each and every year. Tess, what's planned for the infrastructure on the grounds this year? Any new buildings or refurbishments, or what are we going to see?
There's so much happening on the state fairgrounds in terms of infrastructure and just refreshing the fair park with help from Big 5-9 and, of course, the Wisconsin State Fair Park Foundation. We have a cream puff building renovation. So coming up in 2025, you'll see a brand new cream puff pavilion going to be renamed and even host events outside of the 11 days of the state fair. So very interesting for us. Then our North Point area, which is an area up on the north side that you typically see a lot of agriculture and a lot of people intersecting. We're going to make that a little bit smoother to navigate. It's going to be really similar to our Central Park, or our Central Mall, rather, that we renovated a few years back. And then, of course, we've been doing improvements on the Milwaukee Mile as well, preparing for the Milwaukee Mile, Hy-Vee Milwaukee Mile 250s as well, coming up this Labor Day.
Okay, very good. That's amazing stuff. How do you each define Wisconsin? And what does Wisconsin just truly mean to you in your heart? Like, if someone hasn't been to the state, hasn't been to state fair, how do you define Wisconsin, Jeff McCarthy from Bank 5-9?
For me, it's home. I grew up here. All my friends and family are here. And I feel like if you go to the state fair, even if you're not from Wisconsin, you're going to be among a little over a million friends and family for 11 days. It's not like any other place in the country.
All right, Tess?
Well, me, I'm not from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I came here and found home just the same. I love it here. I would have to say it's defined by connection, though. The way people connect in this state, I feel like, is totally different than other states. Definitely doesn't have, it has so much state pride. And that is amazing to me. And coming to the Wisconsin State Fair, it's all about connecting with your family, your friends, and the rest of the state.
Very good. You know, a state is only as good as the stories it tells. And telling stories through our wonderful institutions and banks and events, that's what we all have to do. We all have to be evangelists for our wonderful state. And that's how we continue to get bigger and better each and every day. Thank you for taking the time to join the Upswing today. The Wisconsin State Fair is only, how many days away, Tess?
93 days away.
93 days away. We'll see you at the State Fair, and we will see you tomorrow on the Upswing. Coming up next, Wisconsin's Midday News with Jessica Tai and Greg Matzik. We'll see you tomorrow with some big news on something new coming to downtown Milwaukee.